Hello, we're the Bookshop Band. This is a song we wrote for Independent Booksellers Week. It's called A Shop with Books In.
Bookstores are rapidly changing as publishers push new book genres in the attempt to increase sales. It's almost becoming a mechanical process, with different book sections swiftly emerging and vanishing. This time, we're turning our thoughts and shining a light to the newest edition in the sea of book genres, called the new adult fiction. For many years, writers, readers, and editors searched for a genre that would tie the gap where young adult ends and adult genre begins. Simply put, the new adult genre highlights the transition from one stage of life to another, targeting a wide readership aged 14 to 35. But in reality, how likely is it that a child of 14 would enjoy the same story as an adult of 35? In order to understand the topic better, I have caught up with Laura, a senior bookseller at Waterstones Piccadilly, and asked her for her thought on this matter.
It's actually very likely. The boundaries between what teenagers are reading and what adults are reading are getting more blurred by the week at the moment. After Harry Potter and Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night Time, it's a good example. It was supposed to be for teenagers, but it was adults who loved it.
Sean Stubbings, a primary school teacher at Dollis Junior, agrees.
Yeah, I was thinking about this one. I think it depends on the author. Because if you think of someone like J.K. Rowling, okay, her appeal is across age groups, so you can have a 35-year-old reading a book that a teenager might enjoy. So I think it depends on the author and depends on the type of book that they write and what's the content of the book.
A slightly different viewpoint came from Peter Cunningham, an artist and a book club organiser in Mill Hill.
I personally think that it would not be likely in most instances, because by the time you reach the age of 35, you've most probably been in regular employment for maybe 10 years after having been to university. And you'd have other issues in your life that a 14-year-old wouldn't even have reached.
Do you think heavy themes and adult language are inappropriate for young readers?
You have to take each book on its own merits in that case. If you've got something like Bret Easton Ellis, where you know you've got very adult content, and I'm sure parents probably wouldn't like it, but I'm pretty sure a bright 14-year-old would be able to handle it.
Right. Well, 14-year-olds today know all about alcohol, sex and drugs. So a book, a particular book, is not going to tell them anything they probably haven't learned on the internet or seen on television, films, magazines. So the difficulty today is that 14-year-olds, in some respects, regarding those topics, probably know more than 75-year-olds do.
Many critics argue that new adult books would be a tough sell, that they wouldn't have a specific readership. In a short visit to Dawn's Bookshop in Holland Park, I had a brief meeting with Charlotte Cowell, one of the employees. Charlotte, would you say that the line between young adult and new adult is too blurred?
I don't think it being blurred is a bad thing necessarily, because young adults don't like to be pigeonholed. I mean, it's really tricky when you get to that 14, 15-year-old age and they actually not necessarily want to be reading things from a specific section of the bookshop. They want to be reading a whole variety of things.
I would just think that that somebody who's 14 is in a very different emotional place to a person who's 19. Mainly because when you're 14 or 15, you're still very much living within the contents of your family's home, and your parents have an influence on you. Whereas I think once you get past possibly even 16, 17, you're much more making your own choices. So possibly the line is blurred, yeah.
Currently, there's no new adult section in mainstream bookstores. Is it likely that the genre will soon be shelved separately?
We did have one for a bit, actually. We called it Next Step for people who've outgrown teen fiction, but they're not quite ready for adult. That was a really interesting project to do. We just don't have it currently. I think all bookshops should have that.
You know, a few years ago, misery memoirs became so popular that there needed to be their own section. It was called like Tragic Lives or something. But there needs to be enough books and there needs to be enough content to go in a section like that. So if there was enough and it was popular, then it could have its own section, yeah.
New adult is relatively new and it still has to grow a lot more in order to be noticed by the average reader and bookseller. For new adult fiction, the only home right now is in the pages of upcoming writers and in the hope that someday they'll find their way to major publishing houses. And when they do, there is no doubt the new adult will find a home on a bookshelf of its very own.